Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the road again.
We're the best of friends.
Are we back?
It feels good, man.
It does.
It feels good.
It does. Welcome on in. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Potentially on the road again to Santa Clara as the Eagles get back in the win department. All right, we got a lot to break down today, a lot to react to. A great victory yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles on the road in Minnesota, where Carson Wentz was terrible and Jalen Hurts was awesome. What a day. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Don't it feel good, man, to have a W? We don't got nothing to worry about. It's a lot of, you know, excitement today.
Yeah, for sure there's excitement.
People had a great, it was a great day yesterday, man. Hung out at some places where, you know, shout out to the Bank Bar. Never went on the other side of Jersey, where on the other side of the Walt Whitman. It was nice. It was a nice little spot.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was, Gloucester?
Yeah, sure, Gloucester. Yeah. I maybe had even a better
Gloucester?
Time because of the way the Eagles played.
Gloucester?
Yeah.
How you pronounce it, though? But it's Gloucester, right? It's Gloucester.
Well, it's not.
I mean, no.
We can
no,
say
but
it that
it's spelled
way.
That, right? It's spelled Gloucester, right?
I suppose. I mean, if you want to go
no,
that way.
No, I'm just saying it's one of those ones where it's Gloucester.
But that's not Gloucester. How it's said. You know.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just trying to. That just, you know how some things you get. Well, I get stuck on stuff
yep.
all the time.
Eagles won.
But I got stuck on that.
Eagles 28, Vikings 22 yesterday. As Hugh Douglas tells us about his places he travels. All right, let's get into it. That was a wild game yesterday.
It was
higher scoring than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be more ugly and low scoring. We did get a defensive score, but let's not beat around the bush. The story of the day was Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was incredible yesterday,
and he was surgical.
I'm going to put it this way: it's the best throwing game of Jalen Hurts' career. That's the best I've ever seen Jalen Hurts perform in the passing game. Obviously, the Super Bowls have been amazing, and he's played great in those two games. But in those games, his legs were a big part of it. Yesterday, that was not. It was his arm. And in those two games, just to compare and contrast quickly, he did have a turnover in each of the two Super Bowls he played in. He didn't have anything yesterday. There was nothing negative yesterday in the passing game. I thought Jalen Hurts was outstanding. For everyone out there that says, give him his due. Well, he plays like that. He gets his due, 19-23, a perfect passer rating. And Hugh, I felt like yesterday wasn't just the 19-23, right? He's had games of 19 completions. I mean, that out of 23, 24, 25, that's not insane. What I thought yesterday was they were huge plays. They were fourth and four. They were third and 13. They were by the sidelines. They were up the field. There was the shot to Devontae. They were impactful throws. They were decisive throws. At times, he moved out of the pocket to make a big play. I just thought he was awesome. Extended the play, made the plays. He was the best player on the field yesterday as Eagles get back in the win column here, Hugh. Big day for Jalen.
Oh, no question about it, man. What I liked about it was that, you know, the defense, they bent, but they didn't break.
Yep.
Carson Wentz, man. Good Google.
This is why I hated watching him play. The guy is awful. Google. The guy is a losing player.
It was... You talk about somebody that's bipolar. A couple times, like when he settled down, he was throwing the ball all over the place. He settled down. He looked pretty decent. And then all of a sudden, he just started screwing up.
I mean, there was like that five-play sequence where he has the two interceptions, right? The one to Jalen Hurts that he returned for a touchdown. And then the one to Makuba, he might as well have called a fair catch.
I don't understand. Somebody called it a punt.
It was.
Because it was a punt. Was. Why would you do that? Knowing the way defenses are, you hung that ball out there.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens when you just heave it down the field like that. What are you doing? What were you thinking?
Well, I'm just glad we were playing against him yesterday. And it was a reminder. Look, Jalen Hurts at times has frustrated all of us, and he's been up and down. The passing game has. But Jalen at his best is awesome. And we saw it yesterday. He performed at his best. It's the best game I've ever watched Jalen Hurts play throwing the football in the NFL. He was precise. He was throwing the ball deep with accuracy, on time with his receivers. The shot play to Devontae was incredible. Like every time they needed a big throw, Jalen Hurts made it all the way to the last drive of the game. And I sat there watching it, Hugh, yesterday, and I'm like, finally, because all these weeks go by where the pass game is like, ugh, or there's like lulls in it, and you wonder, when are we going to get a full game? I had a finally feeling. Like, Jalen Hurts can obviously do it. There's ability in his arm. But it was a finally. Hugh Douglas, what'd you feel yesterday watching it? Was it a finally or more of a and I told you so Douglas?
Well, it was a little bit of I told you so because I kind of told y'all that.
Yeah,
you know, in order to get the running game going, we had to probably lean more into the passing game. I know it was something to that effect. But I was happy to see Jalen, you know, show people that he could play and be a really good quarterback. Here's the thing, though, and this is a fair assessment. You have to be a little bit more, because quarterbacks, you're not going to play great every week.
Right.
But it can't look like 1 week, you can't look 1 week like you're not on point, and then the next week you look like, you know,
that.
Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
That was Johnny U yesterday.
Yeah, it's... Because I don't want to say you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing, because he knows what he's doing. But some weeks are better than others, and I know that matchups, for the most part, they dictate that. You know, the matchups favored you in the passing game a little bit more this week, even though, you know, we still have to run the ball a little bit better. I think that the running game was good enough, and they stuck with it just enough so to keep teams honest. And it's going to be like that until you start convincing people that you can throw the ball on a consistent basis. You're going to get that. But you did yourself a huge favor by changing the narrative by throwing the ball the way that you did and commanding the offense the way that you did, especially in the second half. Because, you know, that's been a big problem for us over the last couple of weeks, is that we just look like we sputtered in the second half.
Yeah, I think what you just said there about the running game needs to be better and the defense and all, I think it's why yesterday was so impressive by Jalen Hurts, because he didn't get a lot of help yesterday, right? I mean, the Jalen Hurts interception return was a huge part of the game, and it was 7 points in a game they won by six. So that was help. But they didn't run the ball well, right? Yesterday was another day they didn't run the ball well. I mean, they just got stymied again in the running game. And the defense gave up nearly 400 yards to Carson Wentz. They made a lot of plays, and they were buckled down in the red zone, bend but didn't break. But it wasn't like the defense dominated all game and got the Vikings off the field three and out every time. So Jalen had to be great. And when they asked him to be great on those big throws down the field, that's when he was money. And that's the one thing I think we all agree on. If you say, what does Jalen do best in the passing game? Well, he throws a beautiful deep ball, especially up the sideline. Early this season, though, he had missed too many of those. Like Devontae, he missed them last week against the Giants. He's got to hit those, because that's kind of how the Eagles' offense functions. Jalen's got to hit those big shots. And yesterday, he hit them all. I mean, he hit the one to AJ in the first drive for the touchdown. He hit the big 78-yarder to Devontae Smith to really get it going in the second half. And then I thought later in the game, the one to the down the field touchdown to A.J. Brown sealed the game. I mean, from there, it was like, all right, that they got this now. 215-592-9494. The Eagles are back in the win column. They found a way yesterday. Carson Wentz and the way he played certainly helped. But Jalen Hurts is the story for me. He was awesome yesterday. It's an A-plus performance. It's the best throwing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. Let's hear from Jordan Mailata explaining and talking about his quarterback yesterday.
Hey, you had two receivers combined for over 300 receiving yards.
Nasty.
Jalen Hurts was... He had a perfect passer rating.
He did?
Yes, perfect passer rating.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It means he was perfect. No interceptions, almost perfect in the passing game, that amount of yards. When else have you seen Jalen as good as today?
I think, to me, it'll always be the Super Bowl. Not to bring up past games.
But you were mentioning
that was... I'm not, but you just asked me the question. I'm just being honest.
Reference.
I'm just being honest. That was the best I've ever seen him play. And today, second best that I've seen him play.
Well, I like how you didn't know what a perfect passer rating is. You know, it doesn't matter if you know the formula. You know it if you see it. Yesterday was perfection out of the quarterback, and he was awesome yesterday. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley talking about his quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
You know, I don't want to say he's expected, but we know the work that he puts in. We know the way that he, you know, how he comes to work, how he leads, and the type of player that he is. And he came up big for us. A perfect passing rating, like we were talking about here. It's amazing. And, you know, AJ and Smitty came up big with him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, they did. I mean, they had 300 yards passing to the two wide receivers. I mean, when was the last time that happened around here? In fact, I saw a stat, Hugh, on Friday night, and it was listing all the great quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Like, in the last time, and they set the bar at 300 yards passing and just one touchdown, right? 300 yards passing and one touchdown. And the graphic was, like, how many games since all of these guys have done that? And you would think, all right, like, how many games it has been since Jalen Hurts did exactly that? Well, so here it was. So before yesterday, Jalen Hurts had gone 28 regular season games and playoff games, 28 games since having 300 passing yards and a touchdown. For the other great quarterbacks, like Baker did it his last game, Mahomes, Stafford, Dak, Herbert, like all these guys done it recently. It had been 28 games since Jalen Hurts did that. He did it. He delivered. He was awesome yesterday. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard as we react to an Eagles victory. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Eagles get back in the win column?
Yeah, I mean, so best game that he's played, the quarterback, I should say, and I think the passing offense. Best they've looked all season by a mile. Mm-hmm. I think, like, front to back. It was a little bit choppy in the beginning, but I think overall, considering the quarterback had a perfect pass rating and the receivers were going off, like, best that the passing offense has looked this season. And I thought after the game that that was probably the best that I've ever seen Hurts look as a passer, like, in his entire career. That looked like what Aaron would call the Sky Marshal.
He arrived yesterday.
He was the Sky Marshal yesterday.
That's funny.
And, like, I think it just... Because I'm with you, I'm kind of like, finally, you know, like, it just proved to me that when Jalen Hurts is playing great football, that the passing offense can look great. Like, that was the, I think that was the biggest thing to me that changed over, you know, from the first five, six games to this one, is that they got incredible quarterback play. And you saw the result on the field. Like, that is what I envision this passing offense to look like when I see all the talent that they have. And I mean, that's the type of passing offense this team's going to need. Like, I think going into the season, I'm sitting there saying, I think the defense probably going to take a step back a little bit. That looks to be the case. I think Saquon's going to take a step back. Now, I didn't expect to this degree, but that also seems to be the case. So the way the Eagles are going to have to win football games is by bombs away. Like, they're going to have to get this passing game going. And that was, I think, an example of sort of what I drew up this Eagles season to look like, at least in terms of my expectations. So they need to, like, ride that and keep that going for the rest of the season, and they're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah, which is why all the talk about Petula was over the top. But, like, it was the same Kevin Petula yesterday. If Jalen Hurts plays well, which he was great yesterday, they will move the football with these two wide receivers. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction to the game, the victory. Eagles back in the win column. Jalen Hurts, awesome. The best throwing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. And the feeling after you watched it, was it a more of a, whew, final? Or, I told you so, Douglas over here, who claims he told us so, but I don't even, I'm not sure.
Kind of did, but, you know, I let it go today. Mm. I won't, you know.
You told us so.
No, I won't tell
you.
I won't.
You told us what?
I told y'all that we need to throw the football.
Like Joe and I haven't been saying that this entire season?
I don't recall.
No, we said they have to throw the football well.
Yeah,
and they did it yesterday.
I don't recall.
Yeah, okay.
I don't recall.
You know what?
Doesn't fit my
Maybe we could go back and listen to Friday's show. Did I miss Hugh Douglas saying Jalen Hurts would have a perfect passer rating at 326 yards?
That
would be an I told you so.
I don't think I said that directly.
Oh, I got you.
I alluded to it.
Yeah, no, you did not. You did not allude to that.
I alluded to it.
Chris in Middletown up first on a Victory Monday. What's up, Chris?
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up? What are you feeling?
I'm glad to hear that we got Humble Douglas in the studio.
Always.
Today.
Always. Always. Humble.
I am a man of the people. Glaucus. Sister.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, you did me dirty because now I'm getting phone calls back.
That's why I do it though, Kyle, because it's amazing to me.
To screw me over?
Shock Douglas is back.
What bothers people? My enunciation bothers you so much that you called into the show. Thank you. Gloucester.
They call me.
Yeah, he doesn't let them
you
get
don't
to
have
the
to
air
wear it.
It'll derail the show. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Kyle, he's clearly a problem. I mean,
every day. Every single day.
He's what they call a nudge.
Yes.
Listen, so this was clearly the best game of Hurts' career. And, you know, with all due respect, Mulata doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Let's look at this. So the Super Bowl, he was front-running the entire time because the defense, you know, which defense dominate because defense is what wins championships and they matter, they were destroying the Chiefs. So he had the ability to sit back and take his time, and he wasn't pressed. Yesterday was a different game. He was in a pressure cooker the entire game, and all he did was make plays when they needed to be made. But can we have an honest conversation? Because we're all about full honesty on this show.
Absolutely.
So let's look what it took to get a win. It took a perfect quarterback rating by Jalen. And it took Carson Wentz putting on an Eagles uniform again and doing all he can to sink the Vikings.
Forever an Eagle, Carson Wentz. I mean, those two interceptions in a span of 5 minutes were remarkable. He is the dumbest quarterback in the league.
He's got free beers anytime he wants in Philadelphia, all right? And we needed that defensive pick six to win the game, which, again, proves to anybody that defense matters and is clearly not a luxury, you know, with all due respect, that only crazy people would say that. But, you know, I pivot. So, guys, you know, I'm happy with the win. But to say that it's realistic for Jalen to have a perfect quarterback rating every single week is not real. That's like we're living in la-la land. Here's a glaring problem we have. We got Cam Jurgens hurt. Landon Dickerson's hurt. Steen looks like, you know, more like a crossing guard out there than an NFL guard. And with the center of that offensive line in shambles right now, and that's also the problem with us not having a run game, it's terrifying. But you know what? At the end of the day, like Hugh says, a win is a win, and let's go! E-I-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
Chris, appreciate it. Yeah, look, he's not. That was a tepid yay.
What do you mean?
We got a win. What is that?
No,
yay?
I'm more for Chris. No, that was a good win. Really good win.
I mean, it was a very tepid yay.
No, I'm just saying it was like yay, Chris.
Oh, but about yay Eagles? They won the game.
Oh no, I went through that whole thing. Yeah. I don't care about the fans. Love the fans. Love you.
You mean you went through the whole thing yesterday? Today we're on the air. We got.
No, I'm just saying I love it.
He was like, guys.
I went through the joy yesterday.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
No.
He's taking the rest of the show off.
I got beef with the people that's mad at me because I said Gloucester.
Then stop saying it.
Gloucester.
I'm about to have beef with you, too. You're killing me back here.
I'm just saying. I just find it hilarious what people get.
Even on a day where we're all happy, they won. The quarterback finally and the receivers finally on the same. Finally making big plays.
300 of them things, Joe.
326.
300 of them things.
Getting to 326 yards on 19 completions is a pretty remarkable day's work. I mean, that usually takes a lot more completions for any quarterback.
Man.
That is Sky Marshall stuff. Right?
Sky Marshall-esque.
He was finally the Sky Marshall. That's where I'm at. I'm not that I told you so. I mean, Hugh could lie and say he told us it was going to happen on Friday.
Kind of felt like this.
No. There's a few people out there in our audience that probably could feel like I told you so. Hugh Douglas is not one of them.
Definitely one.
No.
I feel like peacocking around the studio a little bit.
The only thing you can do that for is you. Hugh almost nailed the score of the game perfectly on the pregame show yesterday.
I did.
Really?
28-21, he said, Eagles.
I did.
By a point, you're off. Man. Pretty good.
I have vision.
Well, I mean, you picked, hold on.
You didn't get the score right.
Timeout.
But I was close.
You also picked.
What did you pick, Kyle? What was your score?
I didn't make a pick, but if I were, it was going to be 28-22.
You also picked a pretty common score. You're over there. Saturday.
No, I didn't.
You did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, 28-21
is a regular NFL game. Yeah,
four touchdowns for three.
What did you say this was going to be, like 19-17 or something?
19-17, but I picked the Eagles to win. We both did.
Yeah, we did pick the
Eagles. All right. Going back, I would have guessed 28-22.
I mean, if it wasn't for the pick six, I almost nailed the points they scored, right? I mean, you didn't tell us it was going to be a pick six.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
Boy, Jalen, what a play that was.
You
all right,
were calling for a defensive touchdown.
I did. You know, I forgot to bet it. On our pre-show meeting on Friday, I said, this is a game, the way the Eagles offense obviously wasn't playing well. Carson Wentz plays like he's hungover. This felt like a game that could be a defensive score. We got one with Jalen Hurts. Aaron in San Diego, he's the one that talked with the Sky Marshal, Jalen Hurts. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. Your guy delivered yesterday. He was awesome.
I got to tell you, boys, I am kind of torn today. I've got two parts to me. The first part is my heart. My illogical diehard fandom just says, my boy Sky Marshall Hurts did it. He proved everybody wrong, put up all kinds of numbers, threw the ball all over the field. Our receivers had over 300 yards combined. And then I've got the logical side of me. I've got the brain. I've got the eye test. And this team, I don't know what it is, but they have yet to pass the eye test for me. I mean, we let Carson Wentz throw that ball all over the field. I mean, this offense at the beginning is bland. It's predictable. We're all sitting on the couch going, hey, they're going to give the ball to Saquon Barkley here. And guess what? They give the ball to Saquon Barkley. I got to see some ingenuity. I need to see some creativity in this offense. Run a jet sweep once in a while instead of running right into the heart of the defense where Saquon Barkley, gets minus 2 yards.
Well, Aaron, you're not wrong. Here's what I would say. They are a good team, potentially a very, very good team, but they have clear holes, Aaron. I mean, last year they had very few holes, and I think it was why they looked so dominant. Like, that second corner is a problem. I mean, whether it's Adoree, who got hurt yesterday, or it's Ringo. I mean, Jordan Addison was open the entire game. I mean, even Carson Wentz couldn't miss him. That's how open he was for the entire. Like, Aaron, they do have holes. I mean, Howie's got 2 weeks here until the trade deadline to try to patch this thing up, but at least we got the quarterback playing the way he's supposed to play. Because yesterday, and that's why it's so important, Eric, because if he plays like this, it can make up for the other issues they have.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe, is our quarterback played his ass off yesterday. Our receiver showed up. Even our tight end showed up. And then Saquon Barkley, even though he didn't have a hole, what he created yesterday was freaking phenomenal. Our problem is this offensive line. And it's not just these guys that are filling in. Jordan Mailata didn't look great yesterday. I mean, Stoutland's got to get them in the laboratory. They've got to figure it out. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Throwing the ball all over the field and bombs away is not a championship recipe. Okay, we've got to become that all-around team that is able to manage the clock, okay? And is able as a ball controlled offense, we need to get it back to what it was last year. We need to have an even balance if we are going to compete for the Super Bowl. But hey, big win this weekend. You know, this week coming up, we've got episode 2 of Hugh and Joe.
Oh, I can't wait! Yeah, Aaron's AI cartoon of Hugh and I, which debuted this weekend on social media. Aaron, we appreciate it. We'll all check that out. AI Hugh and I.
I'm not gonna lie.
Not in your doubt. Did you enjoy it, Hugh?
No, I just like how he went to plug it and you just kind of cut him off.
Well, I mean, I can give the cliff notes. I don't think we need.
Do not recommend following Aaron.
I don't need a trailer for the cartoon on social media. I just. We could tell everyone it's there. If they want to go find it, they can. I appreciate the work the guy put into it. We got a game to react to here. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles stopped the bleeding yesterday on the back of what I believe was the best passing game of Jalen Hurts. Can we keep the main thing the main thing? You all want praise for the quarterback. I'm giving the quarterback as much praise as I ever gave him. And we're talking about AI cartoons. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on the game. You're here for an I Told You So. We'll take those calls as well. I need all the Jalen Hurts maniacs today. If you are like, oh, I told you, you doubted him and he did it. Well, today's your day. He was awesome yesterday. Best throwing game of his career. Hugh Douglas claims he told us this would happen. I didn't hear it one time last week, not a single time. And now we got the giggles. 215-592-9494. On the other side, all your phone calls and the montage, how it sounded right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.